And welcome back to Rockline. I'm Bob Coburn. We've had this date marked on the calendar for a while. It's an evening with Chevelle, and we have Pete and Sam to take your calls at 1-800-344-ROCK. From Albuquerque, Mercury, you're on Rockline.
How do you guys feel about being on Ozfest stage for, like, the main one for, like, the first time?
Well, we feel pretty good, you know? It's nice to be asked back instead of rejected.
Can't deal with rejection.
Yeah. I don't know. We're on the main stage with some huge bands, Disturbed, Korn, Manson, Ozzy.
Yeah, you know, one thing is, though, is you miss out on the credibility of the second stage. But you know what, man?
We did that already. So
yeah, we did it. We're not losing anything.
Yeah, Instead of dishing out the dough this year, we're going to make some. So that's kind of nice. A lot of people don't know that about the second stage. So.
Yeah, everybody on second stage has to, they have to pay for it. Everyone. So you don't have to do that.
And usually a band's nominated to man the barbecue, too. Isn't that the case?
I think that's actually, I just heard that about the Warped Tour. And I don't know if that's true for Ozfest, too, but for Warped Tour, yeah, there's one band that comes on, and they have to, like, cook for everybody every day, and that's how they earn their spot.
Oh, man. That's just brutal.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, that's torture. I'd be like, dude.
Well, you guys, Platinum Plus on this album, you've earned the right to be on the stage with those other bands, you know, and those other bands may be saying, we're on with some big bands, we're on with Chevelle, we're on with, you know, they may be adding your name in there, too. So thanks for the call, Mercury. Go ahead, what were you going to say?
Well, actually, all those bands have been great. I haven't met all the people in Korn, but we met Jonathan Davis, and he was great, and he was really excited to have us. And we met Marilyn Manson, and then we knew all the Disturbed guys. And so, I mean, we know everybody pretty much on the stage, so it's kind of it's a good thing.
Yeah, Manson was just on the show. Disturbed was on recently, and you guys tonight, so we're covering the bases there. We'll head to Pensacola. Amanda, you're on Rockline with Chevelle.
Hi, are you guys currently writing new music, and when can we be expecting an album out?
Well, yes, we're writing all the time. It's starting to be a little bit more now that we're coming to the end of the record. Wonder what's next. So, after Ozfest, we're going to really focus. As far as a new record, it's kind of up in the air. We're going to try and shoot for January, February, actually getting in the studio. So, it's hard to say. If things go well, you know, you never know. This next summer, so.
Probably, yeah. That's pretty much what we're shooting for.
Unfortunately, it takes a long time.
It takes 6 months from the time that we give the record to the label. It takes 6 months for them to get it out.
Well,
usually.
Hopefully not this time around.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's right. With this album, you guys were doing Ozfest last year, playing the new material, and the album wasn't out yet, was it?
Right. Yeah, we did the whole tour without the record being out. It was interesting.
Yeah, it came out like a month after we ended that tour.
Was that frustrating for you guys? I think it was postponed a couple of times, actually.
Yeah, it was, you know, but, you know, Epic really had a plan, and they stuck to it. And, you know what? I mean, they pushed it, but things worked out for the best. So, you know, we're just riding the wave. So.
Yeah, putting a record out is such an amazingly huge thing, and you need so many people's ideas, and just to make it go somewhere. I don't even know how to control any of those things. You know, whether a record's going to take off or not, it can stiff, and you can do exactly the same thing with one record as you do with another. So I guess they just had a good plan for us. So in hindsight, we were so frustrated when they actually delayed it, I think, 4 times.
Oh.
But, you know, we were like, we got the phone calls, and we're like, oh, no, when is this record going to come out? But I guess it worked, so.
Well, somebody did something well, and probably several people doing something well. Amanda, thanks for joining us tonight. Derek is patiently waiting his turn in Knoxville, Tennessee. What's up, Derek?
Hey, what's going on? The Red video, what was the inspiration behind that? How did it make it as an extra on the CD?
The Red video actually kind of fit hand in hand with the concept for the song, just frustration and venting. You know?
It was kind of a tongue-in-cheek thing, too, the video.
Yeah. Actually, Nathan Karma Cox, the director, wrote the treatment for it, and we loved it, and it worked out really well.
And let's play that video right now on Rockline.
So love.
It's The Red by Chevelle, and that is from the latest album, Wonder What's Next. Well, we knew what's next there. Know what's next on this album. It's that third one that we're wondering about now. We'll take another call from Riverside, California. Jackie, welcome to Rockline. You're on with Chevelle.
Hi, thanks. First of all, I wanted to say, Pete, you are so hot. You're like my ideal guy, and I just
thanks.
You just got the most beautiful voice, and you're gorgeous.
Thank you, Jackie.
You're welcome. My question was that I read somewhere that you guys like used to get into fist fights on the bus when you guys were on tour and everything. Do you still do that, or have you found like a better way to settle your disputes?
Now we kickbox.
We actually we haven't fist fought in years. We did it in a van once.
Yeah, three brothers cruising down the road with in a van and trailer is not good.
With 4 hours of sleep and like 30 hours of driving, and I think I punched Joe in the back of the head for something he said, and then he just
jumped back on
and
Sam
just started
and
pounding
like,
my head.
Yeah,
that was great.
It was interesting. We actually thought the band was over right there, but we kept pushing and going. So yeah, you know, I don't know, give each other space and just kind of back off instead of getting each other's faces.
Yeah, so we limit our arguments to about 30 seconds, and then somebody runs off in a rampage.
That's one way to settle
later
it.
And apologizes, yeah. And then we all keep going on.
Well, three guys in a band in a van going down the road is a problem. Three brothers in a van going down the road is a problem. Three brothers in a band going down a road.
Yeah.
Man. Now, at one point, didn't Joe disappear for a while and deliver pizzas for the summer? And he just
did. In fact, he actually, it was right after point number one. We finished touring. We did a month with Filter, and it ended in Florida, and he was late getting to the gig. He was with one of his buddies.
Yeah, 1 minute on stage.
And we didn't know if we were going to finish the last show, and he quit, and he played the last show, and then he bailed, and
we played 2 weeks of shows after that.
Did we?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
I just ruined your story.
Anyway, so yeah, he quit for like 6 months. We wrote the record on our own, and he came back, and things have been going well ever since. So, we're going to just, like I said, ride the wave until it's done, you know.
Sure beats delivering pizzas, and Ben Joe found that out real quick, you know. Now, you've got a brother, Charles, too. What does Charles do?
It's true. We're actually four brothers, and he has a family and he has a good job and education. So he's
he went the opposite
end of the spectrum.
Yeah. He went to college
than what we've done. So
and he ain't knocking anybody in the back of the head going down the highway in a van either.
No, although I think he could take us all. Yeah. He's got some pent up aggression.
Yeah. Well, if he's got the family, somebody may be whacking him in the back of the head going down the road. Sometimes it works out that way. We'll take a time out. We'll return with Sam and Pete from Chevelle, along with your calls toll free at 1-800-344-ROCK. We'll tell you who's coming up next week and also talk about who's been on recently, because we have the encore question coming up next, all right here on Rockline.
Manny, Moe, and Jack talk about the fast and furious savings at Pep Boys.
The subject today, oil.
Like how Pep Boys has big savings on oil and oil filters.
Right, Moe. We have Pennzoil and Quaker State Motor Oil for only $1.19 a quart with instant rebate.
Not to mention saving on oil filters, too.
Purolator oil filters, to be exact. Stock up and get two for as low as $3.
After a mail-in rebate.
Come to Pep Boys and save big on your next oil change.
Or anytime else you want to
get more out of your car.
Pep Boys, we're car people.
Joe is regretful.
Man, am I regretful!
The problem is Joe just bought a used car.
Why did I do it? Why?
And Joe didn't use Carfax, which lets you check a used car's history to see if it's been in an accident, has accurate mileage, stuff like that. And now he might have made a $10,000 mistake.
Here's the wound! Here's the salt! Mix it up!
Sorry, Joe. Next time, go to CARFAX.com or ask your dealer for a Carfax report and get the truth about used cars.
Yeah, Carfax. Heard you the first time.
Carfax, Carfax,
let's
Carfax.
Go. You and
come
me
on.
Outside.
Oh, here. Oh, no, right not here. Hold on.
For Georgia, life was going nowhere.
What happened to you? You used to have friends.
That was until she died.
Oh.
Now she's joining a team of working stiffs.
Thousands of people die every day. They're in our custody until they reach their final destination.
Showtime presents a new original series about life after life.
You are going to be a grim reaper.
Huh?
Dead Like Me.
Premieres Friday at 10, 9 central. New subscribers can get $50 cash back. Call 1-800-SHOWTIME or go to SHO.com for details.
Carrot Top here with 1-800-CALL-ATT for collect calls on my call-in show, Talking with the Top. Let's take our first caller.
It's about my boyfriend.
Does he call you with 1-800-CALL-ATT?
Well, no.
Dump him! Look, folks, 1-800-CALL-ATT is free for you and cheap for them. Honey, you need someone who really cares, okay? Like me. Stay in the line. In fact, my assistant will get your number.
Need to make a collect call? Just dial down the center with 1-800-CALL-ATT and save on every call.
Next caller.
This is Jean-Luc.
Next caller!
Savings versus dialing zero with MCI for interstate calls.
Rockline.